provider January 2025. For quality car insurance you can rely on, join NFU Mutual today.
I've had a few. Jimmy was my first. He was gorgeous and gave me so much space. Then there was Lorenzo. He was exciting, but also reliable. Elvis is my latest. I love him the most. He makes me feel so warm with his heated seats and steering wheel. It might sound strange to love a car and name them, but it's not just me. Almost every Honda Jazz owner stays with the Jazz and buys another. True love starts with a test drive. Honda, the power of dreams.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Tim Daly. Iranian state media is reporting the head of Tehran's intelligence agency has been killed by Israeli strikes. The Islamic Republic also claims 224 people have died since Friday, while more than 1,200 suffered injuries. The international security expert, Professor Anthony Gleese, believes Israel has chosen its moment carefully.
If Iran had been in a position to really knock Israel out, it would have done so. The fact that air superiority is Israel's shows Tehran is losing.
Officials in the US say a man suspected of shooting dead a Minnesota politician and her husband has been arrested. 57-year-old Vance Bolt has been detained following an extensive manhunt which began on Saturday. The National Crime Agency is to lead a nationwide operation to target grooming gangs. The Home Secretary, Yvette Cooper, says vulnerable young girls have now grown into brave women who are demanding justice. A report into the water industry is due to be published later on today. It's been compiled by a group of MPs, which is describing the sector as failing. The cross-party Environment, Food and Rural Affairs Committee also says it needs root and branch reform. And for the first time ever, the UK's Foreign Intelligence Service, MI6, is to be led by a woman. Blaise Mutrawelli will take over from Sir Richard Moore. From Global's newsroom, you're up to date.
This is Classic FM from Global.
Well, hello, hello. It's Lucy Coward here in charge of your morning music. And I tell you, what a selection I have to share with you today. The most relaxing music.
Classic FM.
Classic FM. Jean-Yves Thibaudet performing Liszt's Consolation No. 3, and the Andrew Lloyd Webber Orchestra delivered Music of the Night from Lloyd Webber's The Phantom of the Opera Symphonic Suites before that. Simon Lee with the baton in hand. Well, it is the music of the morning
That is my business. Hello and welcome to Early Breakfast on Classic FM. I'm Lucy Coward. It's Monday, June the 16th, and nothing was ever achieved without great enthusiasm. So it is with great zest and zeal that I deliver your First Thing soundtrack, and I think some cheery Brahms will do very nicely right now.
Thank you.
Daniel Barenboim on the podium for Staatskapelle Berlin on Classic FM as they played the third movement of Brahms' Symphony No. 2. Staatskapelle Berlin, FYI, is one of the oldest orchestras in the world, with a tradition of more than 450 years. And Staatskapelle, in case you ever wondered, means literally state chapel. A Staatskapelle is really any established musical institution, such as an orchestra, that derives from the time of princely courts. In layman's terms, then, it was founded originally as a court orchestra. The Orpheus Chamber Orchestra bringing us Pachelbel's Canon in D. This is Classic FM. I had to take my eldest little to a huge choir rehearsal on Saturday, 3 hours long. She needed snacks and everything. And I dropped her off and I saw all the other children there, all excited and chatty, despite it being 10 to 8 on a Saturday morning. And I was reminded just how cool, how amazing that is, how much fun when you are part of something special and unusual like that, preparing for a big performance in a famous venue as they are. I don't think that feeling of excitement ever goes away, that buzz you get from it. So today's Dawn Chorus, as well as being the best wake-up call, is for everyone preparing for a performance of any kind over the next couple of months or so. I hope you enjoy every second. Voces 8 singing our Dawn Chorus this morning on Classic FM. It was Infinity by Anne Lovett. The Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra with Simon Rattle on the podium playing a ball from the Symphonie Fantastique by Berlioz. I see the invitations to the Grand Parisian Ball of 2025 were sent out last week. Didn't get lucky this time. There's always next year. The event does sound absolutely incredible, though, and its artistic director this time is American filmmaker Sofia Coppola. It'll take place at the stunning Museum of Decorative Arts in Paris in July. Well, some music that's a tribute to a man who was responsible for other great architecture is on the way for us next on Classic FM. And I've got details of our album of the week too.
Classic FM.
Summer's here, and so are our great last-minute getaways. Book a Jet 2 holiday for this June and save £200 per couple with MyJet 2. From the amazing Algarve to gorgeous Greece, we've still got great rooms available in our best hotels. Don't miss out. Book now. Jet 2 holidays. Package holidays you can trust. Up to natural protected. Subject to availability and conditions.
Why am I leaving a gift in my will to Cancer Research UK? When my wife Sue was diagnosed with cancer, she was given 6 months to live. But thanks to radiotherapy, we had 10 more years together and she saw our daughter get married. We now know her cancer is hereditary. So I need to do everything I can to help my family, even when I'm not here.
Gifts in Wills fund a third of our work helping us develop life-changing cancer research. Visit cruk.org/giftsinwills. Together we are beating cancer.
As you fan yourself with the menu, you ponder why you went for the vindaloo. Every wave of the specials ruffles the delicate ruffles of your red ruffled top. And as water runs down your chin, the waitress stares on. She just can't take her eyes off you. The masterpiece in the flowing scarlet skirt.
Enjoying your meal?
So much.
No sweat. Whatever happens, style it out. F&F. Available in selected stores and online.
Find the latest travel information at classicfm.com.
Ready to order, signora?
Yes, I'll start with concerns about the patio doors being easy to force open, followed by a nagging feeling the bins make it easy to climb over the back fence. And chips, please.
You're not on holiday if your head's at home. 24/7 alarm monitoring means ADT thinks about home security, so you don't have to. Check out the latest summer security offers. Visit adt.co.uk.
The most relaxing music.
Classic FM. Classic FM.
Thank you.
Bluebird by Alexis French. He played the piano and Mikkel Toms directed the Brno Philharmonic Orchestra. We also heard Carmine Laurie, David Olbermann and the London Symphony Orchestra perform the Allegretto from Palladio by Carl Jenkins, who himself was the conductor. And I have got something from Mendelssohn's A Midsummer Night's Dream next. It's 180 years since it was first performed in Berlin, and it still sounds as wonderful as ever, not least in a new recording that's been released this week from Spanish conductor Pablo Heras Casado, the Freiburg Baroque Orchestra and the Rias Chamber Orchestra. You have the chance to hear some of that every day this week with Alexander Armstrong, who's with you from 10, as it's the Classic FM Album of the Week. And it includes narration from actor Max Urlacher. So to whet your appetite, here's its overture, played for us by the Budapest Festival Orchestra, so you can compare and contrast your notes later. So, pens ready?
Thank you. Thank you.
The Budapest Festival Orchestra under Ivan Fischer playing the overture to A Midsummer Night's Dream by Mendelssohn, just over a week until it's Midsummer's Day. Madness. But just a few minutes until we'll hear a little night music. That's on the way after the latest news, which is next.
Classic FM.
It can be stressful when your car breaks down. But you can rely on NFU Mutual Car Insurance, as we include RAC UK breakdown cover as standard. If you're more than a quarter of a mile from home, and in the unlikely event your car can't be fixed at the roadside, they'll take you to the nearest garage within 20 miles. We do this so you can enjoy the more important things. For quality car insurance you can rely on, join NFU Mutual today.
Frozen berry blast, please.
Love. Do you know what I've done?
Oh, what have you done?
You see Pete sleeping over there? I got the sun cream and I've only gone and drawn it on his back.
I love it. Oh, but that's not Pete.
Isn't it?
Oh, very funny.
Avoid having the wrong kind of fun in the sun. At Specsavers, get two-for-one designer glasses, including sunglasses, from £100 with single-vision lenses to the same prescription. Terms and conditions apply. See in store for details.
This is your business. This is your business supercharged with the help of Zero Accounting Software. These are your numbers. These are your numbers sorted with the help of Zero Accounting Software. This is you.
Hi.
This is you taking business where you want with the help of Zero Accounting Software.
Hello, world.
This is your business supercharged with the help of Zero and having your numbers sorted all at the same time so you can finally focus on taking business where you want to. Supercharge your business today with the help of Zero.
This is Classic FM with the latest news. Next.
Got an unexpected message, phone call or email that claims to be from HMRC? Take care. It could be a criminal pretending to be us. To protect yourself, never rush to share personal information or part with your money. Learn to recognise signs of a scam, such as being put under pressure to share bank details. And if something seems fishy, report it to HMRC straight away by searching HMRC Scams on gov.uk. Protect, recognise, report.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 6 o'clock, three people have been killed in the latest Iranian rocket strikes in central Israel. As fighting between the countries intensifies, Tehran has confirmed an Israeli attack killed its armed forces intelligence chief yesterday. Abbas Agrachi, Iran's foreign minister, says they'll stop retaliating when they're no longer being provoked.
It's our own belief that nuclear weapons are forbidden and prohibited. But if the purpose of any agreement is to deprive Iran of its nuclear rights, then naturally, we are not prepared to accept such an agreement.
The escalating conflict is likely to be high on the agenda at the G7 summit in Canada. It's also been reported that President Trump vetoed an Israeli plan to kill Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. The National Crime Agency will lead a nationwide operation targeting grooming gangs. The announcement comes ahead of the release of Baroness Casey's report into the nature and scale of the issue. Sir Keir Starmer's now committed to a statutory inquiry after months of resistance. Policing commentator Danny Shaw says it could take some years.
What it's saying is, we need an inquiry because Baroness Casey has told us we need an inquiry to look at the past and what went wrong and where mistakes were made. But what we also need to do is focus on the here and now.